KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies here in Atlantic. It's currently 4 degrees below zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy to cloudy later this afternoon, a high around 14. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the Iowa Department of Transportation will hold a public information meeting on Tuesday, January 23rd, to discuss two Missouri Valley Bypass Corridor study areas. The northern study area extends along Harrison County Road F-50 from Interstate 29 to U.S. Highway 30. The southern study area includes an area south of Missouri Valley and extends along U.S. Highway 30 from I-29 to 280th Street. Any interested person is invited to attend the meeting anytime between 4 and 6 p.m., again on January 23rd, at the Rand Community Center in Missouri Valley. The meeting will be conducted in an open forum format. Iowa DOT staff will be on hand to informally discuss the proposed improvements, but no formal presentations will be made. The meeting space is accessible for persons with disabilities. However, if you require special accommodations, you're asked to notify Scott Sewer, Transportation Trip Planner of the Iowa DOT here in Atlantic, no later than January 19th. You can give him a call to make those arrangements at 712-243-3355. Elsewhere in state news this morning, a coalition of conservation, recreation, and ag groups released a new poll Thursday showing support for an increase in the state sales tax to fund water quality projects through the Natural Resources and Outdoor Recreation Trust Fund. Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation President Joe McGovern says support has been strong since the fund was created by a constitutional amendment in 2010.
But this last polling of 69%, and that's 69% saying they support the trust fund by raising the sales tax. Those are strong numbers.
The proposal is to raise the sales tax by 0.3 cents, and the amendment requires the increase to go into the fund. McGovern says 2/3 of that increase would go to water quality projects.
Right now, we estimate that would put $187 million into the trust fund. Over 2/3 would go directly to water quality measures to help the nutrient reduction strategies.
The sales tax hasn't been increased, so there hasn't been money put into the fund. He says sales tax increases are not something anyone wants, but he says Iowans have shown that they support one if the money goes to a specific source. McGovern said the recent increase in the gas tax is an example.
You know, when you think about the gas tax, we all knew there were needs. We knew that we had failing bridges. We knew we had roads that needed repair. So when those taxes are used for what they say they're going to be used for, people understand. I think Iowans expect that. That's why we went the route of the constitutional amendment. So when this fund was created, it would be protected.
McGovern is hopeful Iowa lawmakers will see the poll and support and approve a sales tax increase.
You know we have budget issues. We know we have tax reforms being talked about. So if this can be part of a larger conversation, if this can be something that's comprehensive, we know there's some water quality needs out there. We're thinking much bigger.
The poll was commissioned by Iowa's Water and Land Legacy, or IWIL, Coalition. The Coalition Executive Council is comprised of leaders from the American Heart Association, Ducks Unlimited, Iowa's County Conservation Boards, Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, the Iowa Soybean Association, Pheasants Forever, and the Nature Conservancy in Iowa. Iowa farmers face continued low commodity prices with little hope for improvement, but a technique called forward contracting may help boost the bottom line. Ed Kordick, a marketing specialist at the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, says farmers have a better chance of earning profits if they implement a marketing plan that includes forward contracting to sell their grain in the spring instead of the fall.
History has shown us that in not every year, but often that springtime, March, April, May, early June, can be some of the best pricing opportunities. It's not going to happen every year, but the uncertainty is greatest in the market at those times.
Kordick says the strategy isn't ever guaranteed, but over a course of time, it will prove to be successful, and he says the farmers need to formulate price goals.
Those are set up by their own cost of production, and then what type of a realistic price rally could be seen, but then also tying that price goal to a date, March, April, May, early June, and get what they think is comfortable done in a pre-harvest sale.
Kordick suggests farmers take out crop insurance as another means of risk protection, but he recommends following predetermined marketing dates from their plan.
The folks that follow a disciplined marketing plan, come out just a little bit better. Plus, what I think is very important in these tight margin times is they reduce their risk before harvest. Because if we wait till that harvest price, that's often when supplies are greatest and we can take some of that risk off the table ahead of time.
In order for farmers to be successful marketers, he says, they need to know their cost of production and remove emotion when making decisions, have a marketing plan, and have the discipline to follow that plan. Well, some Eastern Iowa hospitals have announced restrictions on visitation in the wake of a vicious flu season that has strained hospitals across the country. Mercy Medical Center in Dubuque and Dyersville and Unity Point Health Findlay Hospital in Dubuque have announced patient visitation restrictions beginning today because of the respiratory virus. All children under 14 and any people showing symptoms of the flu are asked not to visit the hospitalized patients, as mentioned, until further notice. The flu is a contagious virus, and it can cause fever, headaches, cough, sore throat, body aches, and tiredness, and can be fatal, particularly in the very young and old and those with compromised immune systems. Iowa officials reported last week a total of 6 flu-related deaths in Iowa since October. The push to prepare more nurses to fill a growing shortage in Iowa is bringing an educational collaboration between 2 private colleges in Des Moines. A partnership between Drake University and Mercy College of Health Sciences will enable students to earn 2 bachelor's degrees in 4 years. Nancy Kurtz, dean of Mercy's School of Nursing, says the accelerated program will help to fill a significant number of job openings in nursing.
The opportunity of increasing the number of nurses into the Des Moines and Iowa community is so important during this critical nursing shortage.
Nurses, or rather students in the program, will come away with a B.S. degree in health sciences from Drake and a B.S. in nursing from Mercy. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that the nursing profession is growing by 15% a year. Kurtz says the goal is to quickly start tackling the shortage of nurses in Iowa.
The opportunity of increasing the number of nurses into the Des Moines and Iowa community is so important during this critical nursing shortage.
And Drake is entering into a similar arrangement with Allen College in Waterloo. Des Moines Area Community College has agreements already with the University of Iowa, Iowa Wesleyan, and Iowa State University as well, aimed at educating more nurses. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, located at 601 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.